Now here's NPR's Farai Chidea with some of your comments about the show.
A number of listeners wrote to us about our post-Academy Awards discussion and the win of rap group 3-6 Mafia for their song It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp from the movie Hustle and Flow. Two of our roundtable guests, George Curry and Callie Crossley, were dismayed by the win.
Part of it is this fascination with this pimp world that a lot of people don't know about. Another part is it's just plain old stereotypes. This is what gets rewarded. Junk like this. When there's a lot more out there, more substantive, more realistic, but it's just typical, stereotypical stuff, and I take no glee in the fact that it won.
Me either. I'm frankly mortified. No offense. I'm glad for 3-6 Mafia. They get one their little dream. But all I thought about was, here's a worldwide audience, and this is the song that is named the best Oscar song. And I'm thinking about Diane Reeves' fabulous performance in Good Night and Good Luck, and that didn't get a nomination.
But many listeners disagreed. Susan DePalma of New York City writes, I have to say that I think your guest missed the point of 3-6 Mafia's song, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp, and I wonder if they'd even seen Hustle and Flow. The film is a difficult look at choices available to impoverished people, black and white, in the inner city, and also the limited ways they find to get out. The song was, of all the nominees, the most integral to its film. It's actually very uplifting in the context of the film. I would be so bold as to say that your guest expressed their own prejudices by feeling squeamish about the song and perhaps the hip-hoppers who accepted the award so exuberantly. Dwayne Lawton of Fairfax, Virginia, agrees, and he sees the response of our roundtable panelists as evidence of the divide between the hip-hop generation and older African Americans. He writes, in attacking 3-6 Mafia, their song It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp, and the Academy, it shows why there is such a disconnect between the new school and old school generations of blacks. Dwayne Lawton continues, I, and probably everybody else watching, was totally shocked that the Academy actually gave Mafia the award. As the rap group Straight Outta Memphis excitedly gave their acceptance speech, I'm sure there were many older blacks sitting in the audience and watching at home completely appalled by what they saw and heard. Older blacks have lost touch with the black youth of America, whether the wardrobe is t-shirt, baggy jeans, and gold teeth, or a nicely tailored business suit. At least one listener, Robert Cloud in Beijing, China, agreed with the roundtable participants. In his email, he writes, Hard Out Here for a Pimp gets an Oscar for Best Song. Well, it's no wonder we're always fighting for respect, because we just keep doing the same things that cause people not to respect us. I know it's just a few, but they always put those few on display for the world to see. I live in Beijing, and now people ask me, are a lot of black people pimps? Mark Gottbaum from New York called us with kudos for our Thursday, March 2nd show, featuring an interview with Andrew Young and a roundtable discussion on Darfur Sudan.
I thought today's program was just wonderful and extremely moving and informative, and it just makes me feel justified in listening to your show with regularity.
And Hampton University student Danita Edwards wrote in with praise for the show, saying, I am a frequent listener of the show, and I just wanted to say that you all are doing an excellent job at reaching out and informing the black community. I really appreciate the efforts that this program does to keep me informed. And we appreciate your comments. Keep them coming. Good or bad, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea. This is NPR News.